Reserve for one storm. Under normal conditions, that would be fine. But we're being told by the salt suppliers that they are not they're not locating additional salt. So that's the problem. We're going to request from FEMA and the White House any assistance that they can offer. Obviously, if there's no salt available, then there's no salt available.
Yes, salt is the problem. There's a lot of trouble in the Northeast. Also in the Southeast, they're still recovering from a lot of the ice that's hit there. And, you know, this, we've been talking about this. You've got power outages. Unfortunately, people killed because of the weather. Saddest story, a 9-month-old pregnant woman in New York. Unfortunately, one of the plows cleaning the streets backed into her, killed her. The baby they delivered by cesarean, and the baby is hanging on, critical condition. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is Valentine's Day weekend, and what a crazy weekend it'll be in those places that I mentioned. They say some form of snow in 49 states. How's that possible? 49 states. So whether it's snow that lingered, that somehow is still kind of on the ground somewhere, or the fresh stuff that has spread from the Carolinas all the way up the coast, hitting Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and New York and Massachusetts and all those areas pretty hard. In fact, Philly shattered a 130-year-old record. The snow is piling up so fast. They have had some of the worst snowfalls that they have ever seen in the Delaware Valley. Over 2 inches an hour north of the city. And they're saying the travel is just downright dangerous. That if you have to travel, you have to have a warning, every warning them constantly. Have a charged cell phone and warm clothes in your car in case you get stuck. The roads are a mess. Buses, rail routes suspended, cancellations by the thousands, planes just done in, 7,000 planes across the country, not just in Philly, out, canceled. I mean, it's crazy to see the totals. Not too far from where I grew up, Glassboro, New Jersey, 7 inches of snow. Bands of heavy snow still pouring. Oh, it's going to be a stay-in weekend. Now, people knew that the snow was going to hit hard in the area. Hopefully, they got ready for it, knowing that it was going to be pretty tough. In the shoreline areas, not as bad. In deeper in, a lot worse. So school closings galore. School probably going on until July. I've said that before. I feel like a broken record. In Virginia, it's terrible in Virginia. They're saying that it's the snowstorm is just so awful that it's brought all kinds of problems. I told you about the woman that was pregnant in the snowplow in the New York parking lot. But there have been other things that have happened, too, some of them having to do with power outages. People, one person freezing to death. Awful. In the Carolinas, 800,000 homes and businesses, boom, without power. In Washington, commuters wake up, they find their cars buried under a foot of snow, buses canceled, city services struggling. And that's what Friday's going to be like, too. The storm is just flat-out dangerous. I mean, it's just flat-out dangerous. The economic impact is going to be pretty big, I would think. And I think this snowmageddon continues because there are more storms in the forecast, in the upcoming forecast. Unbelievable. All right, that's not the only thing we're talking about this hour. We will also hit the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. It is Valentine's Day, so we'll mix in some Valentines as well. In fact, as I said, it's going to be tough this weekend because, let's face it, there's no way flowers are getting delivered, and a lot of people would want to have their flowers delivered on Friday or on Saturday unless they thought ahead and thought, wow, this storm's going to be bad, let's just go for Thursday. And there were probably some people that did it, but the majority of people will not have their flowers delivered. In fact, here's what Stacy Lee, who's in the business, had to say.
We know that there's not going to be that many walk-in customers. This is the worst time of the year for a florist to have snow because it messes up our delivery.
Yeah, worst time of the year, and because that's one of the times besides Mother's Day and Easter when so many flowers are sent and people pick up flowers. I think what happens is people end up getting them over the weekend, you know, as it tapers off, maybe late Saturday or, you know, even punting to next week because it just might be that bad. We're talking about the amounts of snow and with the cold staying, it's the snow that might hang around so it might not melt. That's been part of the problem. If it's not melting, well, you're not going to get a lot of clearing then. So it may end up being that next week becomes the de facto Valentine celebration for some people. I'm just thinking, right? And amidst what was going on and the terrible conditions trying to get in and out of some of these cities, the Democrats announced that they're hoping to force a House vote on a minimum wage hike. You know that the president set that up because he jumped the federal workers, the federal contract workers, from $7.25 an hour to $10.10, and then said Congress wasn't doing its job. So Nancy Pelosi said her party is going to push for a discharge petition when Congress returns from its recess on February 24th. You knew they were in recess, right? So if the Democrats can persuade like 24 Republicans to sign the petition, it would force Republican leaders to allow a House vote on the whole minimum wage thing. And certainly, that doesn't mean that they have enough signatures in the House. Doubtful. Republicans have the edge with 232, as you all know. And I don't see this. I don't see this going anywhere. A recent AP poll found that 55% of U.S. adults, however, favor an increase in minimum wage. Just 21% oppose it. 23 are neutral. Where do you stand on minimum wage? If you want to throw in your 2 cents on that, or some of the worst snow that you've seen. And these horrible pictures that are coming out of the Northeast and the Southeast. You can do that, 855-266-5283. Happy Valentine's Day weekend, listeners of America tonight. Pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Because you don't have the prez in hand. And here's what I have to say to you. A rose is just a rose. Chocolate rules, no doubt about it. Grab a Hershey bar and you won't have to go far. You could probably trudge to a 7-Eleven or some convenience store that'll be open. Just get a Hershey bar and write a poem and rent a romantic movie. Who needs two dozen roses and Godiva chocolates? So you just have to, guys, get yourself in the mood for a cheeseball-y movie. You could go with The Notebook, Ryan Gosling, not bad. You could go with Titanic. Ugh, I can barely handle Titanic, I don't know. When Harry Met Sally, if we're going to go throw back to the 80s, that's not a bad one. Might be tough to watch that. Although Billy Crystal's always good. Pretty Woman. I don't get the whole Pretty Woman thing, but a lot of other women do. How about Casablanca? Casablanca. That would be mine. I would say go back to the 40s. Or you could do Love Actually. Julia Roberts corners the market on this kind of stuff. Notting Hill, Go Back to the 30s, Gone with the Wind. Here would be, this would be my cheeseball-y movie that I could stomach, that I would say, yeah, that, I like this. There was a movie in 2009 that came out. It was called The Proposal. Ryan Reynolds was in it and Sandra Bullock. That's pretty good. There's sort of an edge to it, funny. Betty White has like a cameo thing in it. I don't know. I like it. I would say that's not bad. And some people would say it's not romantic enough, but I think it works. You could go with the You've Got Mail. This would be a good one for me, too. And how this falls into the romantic love movies, I don't get it, but okay. The Princess Bride. Oh, Farm Boy. The best lines in that movie. My name is... Come on, you can finish that sentence, right? It's good. And then you could go, maybe you could go 50s and do An Affair to Remember. And because if you remember, I took the show to Ireland, you could go with P.S. I Love You, which is all about an Irish dude and what happens. I don't want to ruin it for you. He dies and all the stuff that happens there. I don't know. So there, here, this is a cheap way to get out of Snowmageddon. Stumble to a store to get a Hershey bar, a couple Hershey bars, write a poem, and then watch one of these movies. And bada bing, you are out of it, just like that. And you'll actually save some money, too. Because there's no way, with the snow totals that I'm seeing, there's no way, I don't even think throughout the whole weekend, that you get flowers delivered. If you pick them up, you would be okay. I mean, and we're a last-minute nation. I went to the store Thursday night, late Thursday night, and it was just like, I thought, are they giving something away? Are there clowns and balloons and Girl Scouts selling cookies? I don't know. Because every space was taken. And then finally it dawned on me, oh, people are running to the store to get Valentine's, to get, because that's what the stores are now, right? It's not just, we don't just sell food, we sell everything. So they're grabbing a card, flowers, candy, whatever. And sure enough, that's what it was. And that's what people were doing. So how about that? Hey, at least there's the effort, even if it's last minute. But for the people that are stuck in the snow, there's no last minute. You can't get out. How are you going to get out in that stuff? So you got to improvise. I think that I gave you some ideas of how you can improvise, guys. If you're in that, if you fall into that category, if you're in that situation, that's something you could do. I mean, really, you know, it's not about, if the woman is smart, it's not really about the money you spend. It's the presentation. It is. It's how you present it. Let's put it that way. Hey, in a previous hour in America Tonight, we talked with my pal, Dr. Amy Baldwin, and we were talking about viruses and whatnot. In California, I didn't realize this, California, they have a lot of problems with viruses spreading because so many people do not get vaccinated. So in the Bay Area, they say a lot of people, thousands in fact, might have been exposed to the measles last week when an unvaccinated student at the University of California went to classes and rode their train system, the BART. What they're saying is anyone that rode the BART from February 4th to February 7th during the morning or late evening commutes could have been exposed to the measles. It was a guy in his 20s, and he was confirmed to have measles on Wednesday. They think he was infected when he was traveling to Asia. And you have like 500,000 people that ride that thing every weekday. So most people in the U.S. are immune to measles either through vaccination, because that started in the 60s, or because they had the disease. But the worry is for unvaccinated people, especially kids, who are really vulnerable to it. And I had this conversation with the doctors at St. George's about the measles. Because they asked people to raise their hand, people who hadn't had the measles. And they talked about the fact that it can cause brain damage and deafness and terrible things. So they're very, very concerned about the people who aren't immune. Then there's been an uptick in outbreaks because of infections brought back by people traveling from other areas where that disease is common. And the Bay Area is prime real estate for this. Prime real estate. Oh, that's so scary. It's scary that something preventable like the measles, that you can die from that. Because at its peak, measles killed 500 people a year in the United States and hospitalized like 48,000 people. So they're trying to do anything they can to track down the people that might have been on the BART then. That's the only way they can do it, because it's such so contagious that anybody riding it, they'll have them come in, or if they're smart, they'll go in, because, boy, especially if you have kids and or if kids were on it and they were exposed to it, the idea of what could happen is so frightening. Nutty. And they're talking about, you know, they're always talking about the bird flu, right? And the U.S. and 26 other countries started a new push to prevent and fight the outbreak of it. It's called the Global Health Security Agenda, and they say it's a priority because too many countries lack the infrastructure to spot a new infection rapidly and tell people before it has time to get a foothold in the country and really spread. That's the problem, the whole spreading of it, because it's germs with traveling and the recirculated air and people going, like the kid in at Berkeley, going to Asia, getting exposed, which is what they think, and then boom, he's just riding a train. But he could have infected a lot of people. Oof. More love songs. Happy Valentine's Day weekend from America Tonight. There is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to stick to another man. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And all at once I knew at once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. A dance, I'll take a chance, I will, because he needs me.
Ah, that's pure brilliance by Nathan Reeder. What a great choice there.
No,
what's it from?
One ever asked before, because
Funny Girl, I don't know. What's it from?
Oh my gosh. It's from Popeye.
Popeye, you are kidding me. Oh, I never would have gotten that. Oh, now that I hear it, it kind of sounds familiar, but I love it.
Shelley Duvall. She kind of has that
Shelley Duvall.
Lilt,
yeah.
That lilt from the same woman from Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, 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 Rosemary's Baby. Yeah, that's good. Oh, I love it. How about that? I'm gonna have to play that. I think I've got that movie, so I'll have to go through and grab that. Wow. So pretty tough sledding out there for people that are trying to have a romantic Valentine's Day weekend where you're being slammed with snow because of the fact that I'm sure that you have people running around at the last second, you know, Thursday when it was all coming down, unless they thought of it really way ahead of time. And, you know, I just don't understand this. I think by now we get it in the Southeast and in the Northeast, I hope, and in the Midwest, certainly. When you know that the weather's coming, don't even take the chance. When they're flat out telling you to not drive in it. Don't drive in it. I mean, what are people thinking? You have one woman who's pregnant, who, this is the stuff that happened in North Carolina. You have one woman who's very pregnant, drives into the winter storm saying, I don't think it's going to hit me. You have another woman who gets ankle frostbite because she had abandoned her car and she walked. So the National Weather Service is saying to itself, they've got studies going, I'm not kidding you on this, on ways to improve their messages of danger to people. And here's what I love. The North Carolina governor, says, don't put your stupid hat on. Don't put your stupid hat on. Because seeing what people were doing, you know the huge front's coming through. I think that what it is people don't think it's going to come as fast as it does. And that's what happened. That's what caught some people off guard on Wednesday in the Carolinas. I mean, it's boom, it was there, and then they were stuck. And they did have ample warning. I mean, there's no question. They had warning. We knew that was hitting Raleigh. And they just don't, they think they're going to get there ahead of everybody else, I suppose. And then they realize you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and it's like a nightmare that we just saw in Atlanta. So what are you doing? You're getting out and you're walking. And that's why the governor, Pat McCrory, was just so blunt about it, saying, you know, don't be stupid. We're just encouraging people to be smart. Don't put your stupid hat on during the next 48 hours. And not to, you know, what are they going to do? They've got these special four-wheel SUVs, cars, Jeeps, whatever, that they're dispatching to try to rescue people on the highways. Because it's a calamity. I mean, it's a calamity. And I guess this is a teachable moment in North Carolina and Georgia. Because in Georgia, they didn't act fast enough, and then it was too late. So Nathan Deal got slammed, the governor there, and accepted the responsibility that they didn't make the preparations early enough. And then in the case of Raleigh, people knew it was coming. They just decided they were trying to weigh their options. Oh, I'm going to go in for 2 hours, 3 hours, and then I'm going to just try to get out. And they all tried to get out at the same time, and then that's what happened. And I think now you have a valid excuse if they are saying snow is hitting you, like New York City. I mean, how does this happen? You have 14 inches of snow hammering New York, right? And you have Bill de Blasio, the six-week-old mayor of New York City, keeping the schools open. So he said that the forecast called for just 3 inches of snow, but by 9, it was already up to 7, and the school buses were sliding all over the roads. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Getting the kids to school? I mean, that's got to be a priority, especially because we just had the example of Atlanta where a crazy thing happens and the kids are staying overnight. And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, especially when you have the warning, when you know it's going to be huge and it's going to be a big deal. So you have parents, you have staff, you have students. It's just a huge mistake to do that. So, again, a politician blows it because he's the mayor. He makes the call. He makes the call. And it's so bad that you have the president of the United Federation of Teachers saying how dumb it was and unwarranted to open the schools because they realize the jeopardy of this whole thing. I just don't get it. I mean, if you get a chance to stay home in these situations, it is silly to risk your life. No job, folks, is worth it, frankly. If somebody wants you to get in, then they're part of the stupid people. It makes no sense. It's just like the flooding thing. When people go and they drive in the floods, it makes me so sad and then furious for the people. And doing the show, of course, you hear all this information. Hearing about the people who decided to, that they risk it. They think it's okay. Well, it's not going to happen yet. So I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to hurry up, run around, do what I have to do. And it'll be okay because I'm not going to get in the middle of this. And then all of a sudden they can't open their car door and they're drowning because they didn't realize what was going to happen with the flood. I mean, sometimes you just got to really, you just have to pay attention. When I say the buzz in your backyard, the buzz in the backyard is this. When you see the weather service, when you hear us talking about the weather service, when you're listening to that, you just got to heed it. Sometimes the forecast is off, but on these big storms, notice it hasn't really happened. It's wreaking havoc with a lot of people, yes, but have the havoc in your own home of cabin fever rather than risking getting hurt in something that can happen on the street when you can't even see in front of you. You know, again, makes no sense. I've got a follow-up here, and a bunch of you, actually two different people, wrote something in the mailbag about it, so I'm going to take care of that now. The Corvettes that I talked about that just got swallowed up by the sinkhole, is that not the craziest thing? And we've been talking about these sinkholes popping up in Florida. This one was in Kentucky, and it was beneath the Kentucky Museum, a Corvette museum. So 8 collectible Corvettes that were incredible were just swallowed whole by the sinkhole. And they say it could be stuck in the pit for weeks before GM can try to even restore them. I mean, they fell up to 30 feet. 30 feet. Is that crazy? I mean, it's the wildest picture to see it. Another follow-up for you. There was this blast that happened about, a week or two ago in Tennessee. There was a couple that went home and a package exploded at their house. And so, of course, there was massive panic as to, well, are they targets? What is, why, you know, why did they get this package and how could this possibly happen? I mean, what a horrific tragedy this is. And they had a reward out for information leading to an arrest and all that kind of stuff. And as it turns out, it was the son-in-law is now being accused of it. The son-in-law of the Tennessee couple killed after that package exploded last week, a guy named Richard Parker, was indicted on 2 counts of felony first-degree murder and premeditated first-degree murder. It's a retired attorney and his wife, John Setzer. And they say they feel as though they have the single person responsible for committing the crime in custody. They found, they started to zero in on a package, which was the source and the contents and all that kind of stuff, and they weren't releasing many details. Setzer died in the explosion. Marion Setzer was flown to Nashville, and she's in critical condition, where she eventually succumbed to those injuries on Wednesday night. And the package was placed at their house, so, you know, you had the ATF guys there and explosive experts, too. And they, like I said, they offered that reward. And this is a guy who, they loved him in the community. He was a big-time teacher and counselor and active in his church and all that kind of stuff. So when it first happened, people were stunned because it seemed as though it could be, you know, some kind of terroristic threat. And why would they be singled out? And here it turns out, they say they feel like they had the one person, and it's the son-in-law. So it intrigues you, like, what possibly was going on here that crazy thing happened? Makes no sense. Ah, this is a goodie. You're going to like this. Imagine. Happy V-Day.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Once again, I always say this, but it's true, and I'm going to say it again. We have an incredible audience when it comes to sending me emails. I think that has to do with a lot of you are working on a third shift, or you're hearing some of the things that we're talking about on the show, and then you start to think about it in email. Either way, I think it's terrific. If you ever want to vent, you want to throw in your two cents, you have some great story you want to tell me about in your area, we have great listeners when it comes to that. You want to honor somebody because we do a daily salute a couple times a week, please do that. Just hit us up at americatonight.net. But a lot of times you want to vent about the politics of the day. So let's go.
You have mail, mistress.
Sam says, Kate, I cannot believe how Boehner collapsed. I don't understand it. I mean, is he really caught between that rock and a hard place? Or is it that he's the flim-flam man and can't decide whose camp he's in? Boo-hoo that the Republican Party is fractured, just like the Democrats. Sorry, I think he didn't stand up for what he truly thought was the right thing to do, so we spiral into more debt. All right, so this is what happened. You know this, the debt ceiling was lifted. It's lifted until March of 2015. No more conversation about, you know, slicing and dicing. Before, if you remember a couple of years ago, that was one of the things in 2011 that held up the negotiations. Okay, we're back in the same position again. Boehner was insistent, all right, listen, we got to have some spending cuts. But this time, no spending cuts. And if you look just at the hard numbers, I mean, this is the reality. Debt is up $2.7 trillion in 2.5 years. It's crazy, all these deals and all this nonsense. But we can spout off about it, but the bottom line is you have the power of the vote. So when you go to vote, pay attention to what's happening with your local representatives. If you don't know who they are, hit me up. Send me a note, and I'll send you who it is back, because I know sometimes in some districts it switches off and on. I think the midterm elections are going to be really, really interesting. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Man, he emails us every day, and he swears he's going to call the show. Nevertheless, here's what Jake has to say. Kate, I am so glad that I live in Austin, Texas. And the reason why is I love my friends in the Northeast, but they are buried under snow. What a crazy winter it has been for all the people in the Midwest and the parts of the South. I mean, even here in Texas, we've had to deal with ice and some horrific things, but certainly nothing like the snow totals that they've had up and down the eastern seaboard. I would think at some point you'd get tired of snow. What do you think? You grew up there. I think that I'm glad that I'm not dealing with the snow. I think when you're a kid, it's awesome to have snow days and to go sledding and have snowball fights and all that kind of stuff and eat great homemade soup. But when you get older, you don't want to deal with that, right? Because your car's slipping and sliding, you could get an accident, you have to make it to work, you know, blah, 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 blah. All the things that happen that you have to deal with. And frankly, the seriousness of it is that they're running out of rock salt. They're getting a lot of that delivered to some places. They're busting budgets. That'll affect the people in those areas because who's paying for all of this? Snow removal has become a very big deal because they're already exceeding, like I said, their budgets, and there's still more of winter to come. And people are now afflicted with this thing that's been dubbed snow rage. They run to the stores, they're arguing, fighting, grabbing food, and that's too bad. I don't remember any of that. I didn't have to deal with any of that when I was a kid, certainly. Here's another one. This one from Robert, who says, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Long time, no talk. Still listen to the show whenever I can. Sometimes I download it on the GCN site and listen to it when I'm on my way to work. What do you think is going to happen in 2016 for the Republicans? Do you really think Chris Christie is out, or do you think he's still trying to hang on and can win back some of the people that he might have lost who he needs in the Republican Party? Good question. I think that Chris Christie is done. I think there's just too much controversy surrounding him. The whole idea of, is he a bully, and, you know, why this whole thing with the bridge and the people that work for him that he had to toss aside, his head aide and everything else. And because the story just keeps hanging on, there's more subpoenas. I mean, they're digging, digging, digging. And a lot of people are, like Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, and others are coming out and supporting him and saying it's just ridiculous. He's in a feeding frenzy. But I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and they're going to find something on him if they keep digging anyway, something that just won't wash. And already there are people questioning it, so I think that's the biggest problem. So, no, I don't think he'll be there in 2016. I don't think so. And I think he's really not handling it well because he really wanted to have a shot at running for president. He absolutely wanted to. Okay, let's take another one from Mark, who says, Mitch McConnell is going down. Watching at that horrendous display that happened in the Senate the other day, McConnell pushing it through with his band of merry men, those Republicans who didn't dig in and fight the way they should have. They should have let Cruz filibuster again. I think Cruz just keeps raising his stock. To people who think the Tea Party is dead, I say nonsense. In my area alone, there are more and more people jumping on board, even if they don't agree with all of the philosophies, if you will, of the Tea Party. They're tired of the same old, and I think things just kick into high gear when we're talking about the midterms and when we're talking about the next presidential election. Thank you very much. Yeah, some are saying, well, the Tea Party, this is a way to weaken the Tea Party and not be held hostage because of so many candidates like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz who were elected by a lot of Tea Party people to their Senate spots. But I think people are frustrated, so they're gravitating toward other things. And if it's a version of the Tea Party or the Tea Party itself, if you want to call it that, then I disagree with what they're saying out of Washington. I don't think they're weakening the position. I think people in the heartland, I think people across America who aren't Washingtonized don't feel that way at all. There's a bigger disconnect, I believe, in Washington versus what's happening outside of Washington. Because you're in a bubble when you're operating there, and I think that's what happens sometimes to the politicians. The more that they're back with their constituents, the more that they'll see people are furious about a myriad of things. And, you know, if all politics are local, according to the big famous phrase by Tip O'Neill, I say all politics are what affects you and your family and your neighborhood and your community, but really you and your family. When you hear all the stuff that talk about Obamacare, but your insurance is fine, you pay attention, but you're not affected by it. But then suddenly when you get those cancellation notices like a lot of people got, or your rates go sky high, or your medicine isn't covered, we've heard that from some listeners. Izzy in Missouri's talked about that. Now it's affecting you. It's affecting the money that you have left, all the other things that you have to pay, and you start messing with people's money, you start losing votes. And that's where I think that we're at. That's why I don't think that it's weakened in any way. Well, we'll see. I think the real report card is going to be in the midterm elections and then again in 2016. All right, this one from Adam who says, Kate, you've been talking about the fact that you have to be emergency prepared. And I have to tell you, I heard you drone on and on about that the other night, and I kind of tuned out in my mind. But somewhere, somehow, I threw a blanket in the car, actually got a little pallet sort of water, and threw in a flashlight. And maybe it was you subliminally channeling, me channeling you or something. But I have to tell you that the other day I had a flat tire coming back from work. There was ice I had to deal with. And thank goodness I listened to you, babe, because I love that. Thank goodness I listened to you, because I actually really needed sort of to wrap myself in this blanket. I was freezing and naturally only had a light coat, and I was able to fix the tire and crawl home, but I needed especially the blanket a little bit for warmth, because like a dummy, as I mentioned, I didn't have a full-on coat. And also, I needed the flashlight, and the flashlight that I had was one that I could just put on itself. It was one of those big, thick ones you get from Home Depot or wherever, and I was able to sort of mount that in a way on the ground that I could see. I would not have been able to see. I'm great at changing tires, but I would have had to been maneuvering a little bit more in the dark. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I hope I don't sound like a broken record, because I was one of those unprepared people, as much as I would talk about it and have people on the show, and now I'm not in that category. I threw some things in a box, and I have it in the car, too, because you just never know. I mean, I always think I'm not going to be in those situations, and there's a great example. You get a flat tire or something else, and you got to wait it out. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? And especially the flashlight thing, because how can you see? I mean, you know, you can't see if you're in a dark area, that's for sure. All right, remember, you can send me your thoughts, America.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.